Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. I'm in my candlestick holder, and I'm glowing, beaming my light of unconditional love on every child in the entire world. And I'm a very happy Mr. Kendall. You know, as being a Mr. Kendall, I meet so many fascinating children, and each one is more joyous and more marvelous than the other. And each one tells me their story, and each one tells me how interesting life is for them. And I travel to every culture that you can imagine, and every place I go, I meet very wonderful children. And these children tell me the story of their life. Now, last night, I was in Thailand. And believe it or not, I was with Jean and Tom. Jean and Tom are two little American children living in Thailand. And their father works in Thailand, and so they're living in Thailand and going to school there and just having great times. But Jean and Tom had a discussion. And Jean and Tom were sitting on their bedside table, along with me and Mr. Kendall, at a big bedside table. There's a coffee table next to their bed. And as they were sitting there, they said, "Mr. Kendall, is it true that if I say I like me, my body shows it? If I say I like myself, my body shows it. Is that true, Mr. Kendall?" And Jean was very inquisitive, and she was the older one, because Jean was 9 and Tom was only 5. And so Jean said, "Come on, Tom, let's talk to Mr. Kendall about this." Well, now, Tom had not talked to Mr. Kendall before. He didn't know that Mr. Kendall could talk. And he said, "Jean, don't pretend with me. Mr. Kendall can't talk. He's just a candle on a candlestick holder. Now, Jean, you're the one who's thrown to talk, and not Mr. Kendall." And I spoke up and I said, "Tom, I'm right here on this table in this candlestick holder, and Tom, look at me, I'm flickering right at you, and I'm saying, hi, Tom. What? You talk?" "Yes, Tom, I talk. But candles can't talk." "Well, Tom, I can talk. And I can travel all over the world. I am everywhere, Tom." "Oh, come on, Mr. Kendall. You're sitting here on my bedside table. You're not everywhere. We're here in Thailand. And what do I do? My mom and dad come in. What are they going to say? Can they talk to you too?" "Well, your mom and dad can talk to me if they want to, but only if they want to. Jean talks to me because Jean likes me. And Jean's 9 years old, and she's learned that when she can talk to anything she wants, and she can talk about anything she wants, and she can experience anything she wants. Well, Mr. Kendall, Jean tells me, if I like myself, my body shows it. Now, what does that mean?" "Well, Tom, don't be so angry about it. Don't be so intense about it. Just relax now." "But Mr. Kendall, if I like myself, does my body really show it?" "Now, Tom, what do you think? What do you think? If you do naughty things to your body, is your body going to show it?" "Like what?" "Well, if you take a saw and you're careless with a saw and you cut your finger, is your body going to show that you cut yourself?" "Yeah, I don't like that." "That's right. Your body doesn't like it either, but it shows it, doesn't it? If you hurt yourself or you don't like yourself..." "But I didn't not like myself, I just cut myself." "No, you didn't like yourself. If you liked yourself, you would have been very careful. You'd been very careful how you handle a saw, because you're 5 years old, Tom, and five-year-old children need to be very careful, because they're just learning all about things in life. It's not that you can't do it, it's just that you must learn to do it so that you don't hurt yourself, because you don't want to hurt your body. Because if you like yourself, your body shows it. And if you don't like yourself, and that means when you don't pay attention to learning how to use things properly, then your body shows that. But Mr. Kendall, that's a cut. Now, okay, Tom, when you didn't want to go to school the other day, remember? You're 5 years old and you didn't want to go to kindergarten because in the kindergarten, the children were picking on you and they were saying, Tommy is a sissy, Tommy is a sissy, Tommy is a sissy. And you didn't even know what sissy meant. And so you thought that meant something terrible. Well, then you said to Jean, Jean, what does sissy mean? And Jean says, well, sissy means that you like to do girl things. You like to do happy things and gentle things. You like to play with dolls and stuff like that. But I don't like to play with dolls. I like to play with teddy bears and I like to play with things like that. Well, that's considered a doll. But it's not a doll. A teddy bear is a teddy bear. A teddy bear is a boy thing. Well, Tom, you shouldn't really be concerned with what boy things are and girl things are at the age of 5. My gosh, you can enjoy everything. Do you sleep with your teddy bear, Tom? Oh, sure. Do I sleep with my dollies? Sure. What's right and what's wrong? Nothing. And so when people call you a sissy, they're merely saying that they don't have the courage to be themselves and have fun. That they're not liking themselves, and so they're going around saying unhappy things to other people. Now, when someone says, Tommy, you're a sissy, you say, hey, thank you. I like being gentle. I like being called a sissy because that means I'm a wonderful, careful, gentle, loving boy. Oh, no, a sissy means you play with dolls. Well, everyone can have anything they want to play with. I play with stones, and I play with dolls, and I play with air. But I'm 5 years old. I don't have to say things like that. Well, Tom, if you're old enough to be disturbed when people call you a sissy, then you're old enough to have a response to them. You're old enough to say something to them that will help them understand that what they're calling you is okay, and there's nothing wrong with it, and you don't think there's anything wrong with it, and you're not going to let anybody in the world push your buttons and make you unhappy or happy. You see, if you like yourself, your body shows it. So if you like yourself, then you'll say, hey, I don't mind. Push my buttons all you like. See, some of them work, some don't, you know. And the ones that work, I want to work. And the ones that don't work, I don't want to work. So I don't give them any attention. Oh my goodness, can I do that, Mr. Cannon? Yes, you can. You cannot pay any attention to people who say things about you that you do not want to take in the wrong way. If people say, you're a sissy, say, hey, what does a sissy mean to you? What are you talking about? You're a sissy. I don't talk to you about what it means. Well, that's because perhaps you don't know what it means. I don't know what it means either. What do you think it means? Well, that's what they were calling the other kids because they were playing with dolls and teddy bears and stuff like that. Well, hey, let's look at those other people. Now, Tom's a very wise boy for 5. Let's look at those other people. And so Tom and his friends looked at the other people. He said, now, let's see why they're calling people sissy who play with dolls. So Tom and his friends went over to the other kids in kindergarten who were calling people a sissy. And they're not just calling Tom a sissy. They're calling everybody a sissy. And then they went over to him. And it was Mary and Paul and Peter and Susie. And they said, Mary, Paul, Peter, Susie, you are nice guys. And Mary, Paul, Peter, and Susie looked over and said, what? We're calling you sissy? And you call us nice guys? Sure, you're nice guys. You're wonderful. Mary, would you like to play with my teddy bear? Oh. Oh. No. Thank you. Thank you. So Mary took the teddy bear and she hugged it so gently, so lovingly and so beautifully. And Tom says, Mary, you know, you're a wonderful girl. Mary, would you like to have my teddy bear? And Mary says, what? And Susie says, you got another one? And Tom says, yes, I got some more at home. I'll bring another one tomorrow. And Peter and And Paul, they said, hey, what about us? You guys don't have teddy bears? No. Our parents never gave us a teddy bear. And nobody gave us a teddy bear. My older sister and brother, they had teddy bears, but they got all broken up and they were all no good. Well, look, my mommy and daddy bought me a lot of teddy bears. I have about 6 teddy bears. And if you will let me, I will bring 3 more. One for each of you. And then you can have a teddy bear of your own, and you can take him home and snuggle him, and you can go to sleep with him, and you can love him, and you can be wonderful to him. And the other children looked at Tom and says, God, you're a wonderful boy. And Tom just felt so good. His body just tingled everywhere. He just felt so wonderful. And he stood up straight, and he just felt so good with himself. He said, I like me. I'm a happy guy. And he felt so good inside. And his body showed him. And everyone looked at him and said, Tom, you're just super. You're a good, good guy. Oh, Tom, you're wonderful. So the next day, Tommy came to school. And he had the 3 other teddy bears for his 3 other friends. And he gave the teddy bears to them. And they said, I didn't know if you would do it, Tom. I didn't know if your parents would let you take 4 teddy bears and give them away. Well, Tom said, I told my mom and dad. I says, Mom and Dad, there are these 4 children in school who never had a teddy bear and didn't have anything to love and hug and feel good about. And I gave Mary one of my teddy bears, and she, oh, I've never had a teddy. Oh, thank you, Tom. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Susie, I told her about, I'd bring her one. And Peter and Paul, I told them I'd bring them a teddy bear. Oh, 2 guys too? Yeah, 2 guys. And Mom, I feel so good inside. Mom, I feel so well. I like myself, Mom. I like being able to give a gift. Well, Tom, it shows that you like to be able to give a gift because your body is just so sparkling and your body is smiling all over. And Tom, it just shows when you like yourself. It just shows outwardly how much your body feels so good. And Tom, when you are playing, it seems like you don't even get dirty. You like your body so much the dirt doesn't cling to you. Tom, you're a magic boy. Oh, Mom, thank you. And thank you for letting me share my gifts with my friends. Well, now, Tom, always remember, whenever you want to share something like that, those are special, you come and you tell us what you're going to do. And I'm sure that we'll work something out for you. But come and tell us first so that you don't do something that's going to make you unhappy later on. Because sometimes we can get so generous giving things away that we give things away that we perhaps should buy them a new one and keep our regular one or whatever we want to do. But just remember, Tom, I can see in you, Tom, if I like myself, my body shows it. Tom, if you like yourself, your body shows it, and you're so wonderful. And Jean spoke up and said, Mom, I do too. Yes, I know, Jean, because you're a wonderful big sister, and Tom dearly loves you, and the two of you make a wonderful team. Even though you're 3 years apart in age, 4 years apart in age, you're still just as much a wonderful team. Hey, Mr. Candle, isn't it wonderful? Yes, Jean. Yes, Tom, it's wonderful. I'm so happy that you shared your story with me. Oh, hey, here comes Mr. Sandman. He has his bag of pixie dust, and he has it in his little fanny pouch, and he's carrying it there, and he's going to sprinkle that over everybody and let them have beautiful dreams. Now, you jump into bed, grab your mommy and daddy, and hug them with all your might, and say, Mom and Dad, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, I love you. And they'll say, and Tom, we love you, I love you. And Jean, I love you. and then snuggle down with your teddy bear. You got teddy bears yet? And Jean with your doll. And there comes Mr. Sandman, sprinkling his pixie dust all over you, giving you happy dreams. So when you wake in the morning, you will say to yourself, if I like myself, my body shows it. So you say, I like myself, and my body shows it. Good night. I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.